From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Right, the mood is lifting, is the spending lifting as well? Talk to me.
Not quite as much as we'd like to see, but it does depend on how you look at it. So yesterday morning we talked about the bump in consumer confidence that we've seen. We saw it in May, carried through into June, but yep, as we say, sentiment is one thing, real activity is another. And we actually have had periods recently, if you think back to 2025, when we had plenty of instances of confidence and sentiment lifting, but we just didn't get the anticipated lift in actual activity. And I think I said, let's see what the actual activity is saying now. And very conveniently, ANZ released their card spending data for June during the day. So, yeah, probably not the rousing confirmation that we would love to have seen. We got a largely flat outcome. Spending in June across the ANZ network, so overall card spending up a very modest 0.1%. So no real monthly impulse evident in June. So we're not out there spending just yet. But before we sort of sink back into that sort of state of pessimism, if we look at the year-on-year numbers, the increase in spending has now lifted to 5.8% year-on-year, and that is a pretty robust lift. Look, Mike, there are pockets of concern where we aren't really seeing any movement. Hospitality spending going the wrong way, fell 2.2% month-on-month. That does follow a 3.5% lift in May, but we didn't see the follow-through there. Spending on motor vehicles and fuel category, that fell 0.9%. That's fuel prices continuing to drift lower. Very much a mixed picture in discretionary spending. Look, ANZ creates what they call a rough proxy for real card spending, so take out the impact of inflation. And then what they do is they divide the total card spend by the CPI. Now, if for those of you that want a little bit of information, that's called a deflator. So it's a bit of a reality check as compared to normal spending, which lifts as prices lift. Now, that real card spending is pretty much flatlining, although there is, if you look at the annual trend, there is a sort of a modest and subdued upward lift there. So year on year, what were the high points? What were the low points? Well, tourism recreation, you'd expect that to be looking better, up 10.3%. Services up 10.2%. But hospo and durable spending year on year still soft, up 1.4% and 1.3% respectively. So, Mike, you know, you head out on a Friday or Saturday night. I don't do it very often, but the restaurant looks busy, right?
Yeah.
But the numbers don't support that, though, Mike. Spending in cafes and restaurants only up 0.2% year on year. So maybe the rest of the week they're not quite as buoyant as they are, you know, when you hit town. Now, within the consumable category, so grocery and convenience stores, year on year, that's up 3.1%. That's probably below the rate of food inflation, which suggests that we're sort of cutting back, maybe substituting expensive stuff for cheaper stuff. Key takeaway though, Mike, still month-on-month volatility, pockets of growth, but if you focus on the year-on-year numbers, there is reason for guarded optimism.
Yeah, I reckon. Give us a quick word on the Australian job scene.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago we had those official Aussie labour market data. It looked strong at the headline level, but weaker when you drill down to the details. So there's real speculation now that the Aussie economy may be slowing. The ANZ Indeed monthly job ads reveal a pretty subdued environment. Job ads fell 0.2% month on month, but May was revised up, so it was 2% month on month. The yearly number, a very anemic 0.5% growth. Now, the ANZ are expecting the economy to slow, as actually our CBA. I was looking at something out of them yesterday. So you got higher interest rates, housing market slowdown, labour demand is expected to gradually ease, unemployment rates expected to go up. So not a robust outlook for Kiwi job hunters heading across the Tasman, Mike.
Right, numbers please.
So it's actually looking okay. The Dow Jones is up 73 points, 0.14%, 52,973. The S&P 500 up 0.68% at this point, 51 points, 7533 the mark there. The NASDAQ up just under 300 points, 26,130, so over a 1% gain there. The FTSE 100 lost sort of about a quarter of a percent, 10,651. No real move in the Nikkei, 69,737. No real move on Shanghai Composite, 4041 the close there. The Aussies yesterday lost 13 points on the ASX 200, 0.15%, 8830 the close. But the NZX 50 had a good day yesterday, up 1.06%, 144 points, 13,763. Kiwi dollar, bang on 57 cents against the US, 0.8196 Aussie, 0.4983 against the euro, 0.4259 pounds, 92.43 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $4,159 and Brent crude, $71.97.
Good stuff, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.